But what would happen? What would the fallout be from all of this? Sadly, he didn't know the answer. He was afraid to go to school tomorrow for fear that not only would it happen all over again, but that Valerie would realize how foolish it was to cry over a person like him, and she'd go back to ignoring Billy like she always did. He wished he had all the answers to life, but sometimes it felt like he didn't even know which questions to ask. Perhaps there was someone who did, though. Billy looked around his room at the TV sitting on his dresser, the mess of clothes spilling out over his laundry basket, and the pile of books overflowing on his shelf. Should he? Why not? He jumped off his bed and got down on the floor, reaching underneath it to where he had placed his birthday present from his grandmother, the Ouija board. He pulled it out, and still sitting on the floor, popped the top from the box and brought out the board and planchette, setting them down in front of him while tossing the empty box onto his bed. It came with instructions, and he scanned them briefly, catching the part where it said you are supposed to use it with two people, but ignoring that piece of advice because he didn't know any other people, much less someone he wanted to share his secrets with. He paused for a moment, considering what sort of questions he would ask, and then decided to start with something simple, just to see if the darn thing worked at all. Billy closed his eyes and took a deep breath, imagining that somewhere out there a spirit waited to talk to him. Someone who understood him, just like he always wanted. He placed the tips of his fingers on the pointer and whispered, "Hello?" No response. Maybe he needed to speak up. "Hello?" His bottom lip throbbed, and he thought for sure that the Ouija board wasn't going to work, when all of a sudden the planchette moved. Not a lot, but it moved.